While she's getting set up here, my name's Tag Cleaves. Again, I'm an attorney with the Texas Municipal League. I've been with them for several years now. This is my third legislative session with the league. And that's what I'm here to talk about for 30 minutes, is give you a brief legislative update of what's happening down at the Capitol as we sit here this morning. The materials that are now updated on the website, those are what you see up here today. I gave those to them this morning. You know, and there's a reason for that. It's not only because I'm lazy and a procrastinator. It's also because there's a ton of stuff going on at the Capitol as concerns the legislative session. I don't know how many of y'all are actively following legislative goings-on, if you know anything about what happens there, or if you're just head down in your own practice, reviewing your own particular things. But to give you a bit of background about how it works, they like to say the legislature gets together every 2 years for 140 days. It's sort of true. So from the beginning of January to this year, the early June, there's 140 days where the leg is in sesh. The reality, though, is that the session actually starts in November. Just following the elections, they start pre-filing about the 10th, 15th day of November, and that's when you get your first big pile of bills. Several thousand bills were filed in the first 2 weeks of November 2024 for this session. When we were looking at them, you know, at the league, we have seven attorneys who work on the bills. Two of them are in our legislative department. They do more of the lobbying. They do more of the interfacing with the legislators and their staffs and the IGR folks from different cities. They talk to the different public policy groups, trying to work through some of the language and the issues with these bills. The other five of us are in the legal department. Most of our job is spent, you know, talking to city staffers, elected officials, and doing education training events for the league. But during session, we read all the bills, we summarize all the bills that we feel are that affect cities, local regulation, and so we put those bills out on our website at tml.org. This year, about 8,900, just under 9,000 bills were filed. In those first couple weeks, the numbers were looking like they were vastly higher than prior sessions, and it was looking like they could hit 12 or 13,000 bills, but thankfully they slowed down a little bit once they got into session, and they left us with 8,940 bills, including the potential constitutional amendments. So that's, looking at these numbers, that's about 650 bills more than the 88th legislature. So they're getting more creative, they're getting more, got more ideas, right? A lot of that's refiles. Actually, a lot of it's, not a lot of it, but some of it are bills that passed in prior sessions that got vetoed. There's an annexation bill, for example, that happened to, gets refiled. But a lot of it's new stuff. And so what's always interesting to me, again, this is my third session doing this, so I'm not like some old hand at this, some old whatever. But, you know, I've been around a little while, and people like to talk about how this is going to be an education session. This is going to be a local government session. This is going to be a water session. This is going to be public safety, you name it. And what's great about saying stuff like that is that every one of those people is correct. It's going to be all of those things all the time. My understanding is you used to be able to like sort of sit back depending on whether your industry was under the gun, but that does not seem to be the case anymore. There's plenty of bills making plenty of changes to local regulation of land use. There's plenty of bills making plenty of changes to utilities that affect y'all. Special districts, and then police, parks, fire departments, ESDs, all the rest of it. So there's a lot going on. In terms of where we are in the session, folks talk about it being split up into kind of three parts, the first 60 days, the second 60 days, and the final 20 days. So the first 60 days, that's bill filing. That's when they have to get in these 9,000 or so bills that they want to get heard. Following that, I guess in that portion as well, you get, we find out who the speaker is, Dustin Burroughs. You know, that was a new speaker this time around. We find out what the committees are going to look like, and then you just sort of get things going. And we do it.